Up to this time, we were part of a convoy. But after we pulled away from the Mooner Passage, a conference was called in Captain Terry's cabin. Present were First Mate Mr. Eldridge and Supercargo's Second Mate, Mr. Palmer. It was decided that the Fanny would leave the convoy and take a longer route to our destination along the coast of Denmark.
That was a fine bit of seamanship that kept us off the rocks in the Mooner Passage, Mr. Eldridge.
Thank you, Captain Terry.
But we aren't out of trouble yet.
What do you mean, sir?
Well, Mr. Palmer, these are Danish waters, and Denmark is Napoleon's ally in France's war against England.
What does that have to do with us? We're flying the American flag. We're not at war with France.
That makes no difference to Napoleon Bonaparte. He feels that the United States is sympathetic to the British cause. And maybe we are, a bit.
But still, why should the Danes bother with the Fanny?
Many Danish ships have letters of marque from France that gives them permission to stop any vessel suspected of hauling supplies for the English. That includes the Fanny, too, I'm afraid.
Sail ho!
Where away?
Off the starboard bow, sir! Closing fast!
There they are, Mr. Palmer. Two of them. It seems they're trying to cut across our bow.
I see them, Captain. They're flying the Danish flag.
They're shooting at us!
Not at us, Mr. Eldridge. They're putting shots across our bow. That means they want us to round two so they can board us.
Can we outrun them?
No chance of that. Those privateers are too fast for us. They could send us to the bottom with a few well-aimed shots.
What'll happen to us when they catch the Fanny?
I don't know, Mr. Eldridge. I just don't know.
Where is the captain of this vessel?
I am Captain Terry. What right do you have for stopping an American ship, sir?
We are Danish privateers, sir. We have every right to stop ships suspected of carrying contraband that are sailing in our waters.
Our cargo is grain, and our destination is the port of Archangel in Russia. We have nothing to do with the British.
We will let a court of maritime law decide that, Captain. Several of my officers will come aboard your ship and take command. Instruct your men to do exactly as they are ordered.
This is an outrage, sir! Where are you taking us?
We sail to Copenhagen, Captain Terry, where you and your men will be questioned. Do not try to overpower my officers and make a run for it. You know our guns can sink you in just minutes.
Bates, Bilbo, I want to talk to you.
Yes, Mr. Palmer?
We will dock in Copenhagen in a few hours, and I'm afraid that our cargo will be confiscated if we do not stick together.
What do you mean, Mr. Palmer?
As you probably know, I am supercargo and part owner of the Fanny as well as second mate. It will ruin me if the Danes take our cargo. I need your help, and the help of all the crew.
What can we do?
When we are brought to trial in Copenhagen, I want you to testify that we sailed directly from New York with no stops in the English Isles.
But that's not true, Mr. Palmer. We stopped in Ireland for refitting, and we joined an English convoy.
I know that, and you know that, but we don't have to tell the Danes. Look, boys, I'll make it worth your while.
Now, I don't know, Mr. Palmer. I understand the Danish courts are terrible tough on anyone caught giving false evidence.
Have you talked to the rest of the crew?
Yes, to some of them.
Are they willing to lie about stopping in Ireland?
Not all of them, but I'll convince them, never fear.
Mr. Palmer, let me and Joe think about it, all right?
All right. But remember, I'll reward you handsomely if you go along with me.
Quiet, please! The Copenhagen District Maritime Court is now in session. The Honorable Johan Olafsson presiding.
All right.
Please be seated. We are here to determine whether the ship Fanny, flying the American flag, Bedford Registry, did in any way collaborate or give assistance to the British. Will Seaman Joseph Bates step forward?
I am Joseph Bates, Your Honor.
Well, you are very young to be a sailor, are you not?
I am 17 years old, Your Honor.
Do you understand what an oath is, Mr. Bates?
Yes, I do.
Mr. Bates, do you see that small box on the table near you?
Yes, sir.
That box contains a machine that will cut off the two forefingers and thumb of anyone who swears falsely in this court. Do you understand?
Yes, Your Honor.
Good. Now put your hand in the opening of the box. That's right. Now, do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth about this matter of your ship, the Fanny?
I do so swear.
Then tell the court the facts about the voyage of the Fanny.
Well, sir, we sailed from New York.
To say that I was frightened is an understatement. Regardless of any consideration, I testified to the facts concerning our voyage. After the trial, I discovered that the little box had convinced even the most hardened liars among us to tell the absolute truth in their testimony.
This is a terrible situation. Just terrible.
Well, outside of the Danish government seizing our ship and cargo and leaving us among strangers with no money and just the clothes on our backs, what's so terrible?
This is no joking matter, Joseph Bates. We're in serious trouble. We gotta get out of Denmark in some way.
I was down at the docks early this morning scouting around. There's a brig bound for Pillau in Prussia ready to sail on the next high tide. She's looking for a couple of extra hands.
Well, boy, let's go sign on. Are you sure they need sailors?
Aye, that they do. They were anxious to get us. And you'll understand why as soon as you see the vessel. Come on, let's go get our gear and climb aboard. We sail in a few hours.
This is the worst tub I've ever been on. I've been slaving on the pumps this whole watch. I tell you, the water's been seeping in faster than we can pump it out.
You're right. I don't know how this excuse for a ship stays afloat. But we'll be making port tomorrow in Pillau. The skipper told me we should be able to get a berth from there to Ireland with no trouble.
Joe, me boy, you certainly know how to pick 'em. This ship is worse than the last one.
Well, Seaman Bilbo, why didn't you find us a berth? This was the only ship in port going to the British Isles. We could have waited all winter for another chance to sail.
That's another thing. A winter passage down the Baltic is the most miserable sailing you ever see. And the trip through the Scotland Passage is just as bad.
Hey, what you do? You loafing around? Get below. Man pumps. Hurry or I put whip across your back.
Aye, aye, sir.
Man the pumps. Always the pumps. Don't these foreigners know how to caulk the planks in the hole?
After a wretched winter passage, we arrived in Belfast. From there, we crossed the Irish Channel to Liverpool to seek a passage to America.
We're not having any luck at all finding a ship bound for the States, Bilbo. Pass the stew, please.
Here you are, boy.
I think the problem is that no Yankee vessel wants to take the chance to run an old Boney's blockade.
Yeah.
The French Navy has both ends of the channel blocked off, and them gunners of his can shoot.
If we don't get berths pretty soon, we'll have to find work. This boarding house is expensive, and we're almost out of money.
Don't you worry none, matey. Something will turn up.
Look lively, mates. It's a press gang. They be looking for men to serve on His Majesty's ships.
Who might you gentlemen be? What county be you from?
We're American sailors looking for passage home.
Americans, eh? Have you got some identification?
Yes, here's my United States passport. Bilbo, show them yours.
These documents look like forgeries to me. What do you think, Corporal?
Oh, yes, Lieutenant. They be forgeries, all right.
What do you mean, forgeries?
Just what I said, mate. I'll have to ask you gentlemen to come with us.
What? Hold up. You just can't come in here and haul off American citizens.
Yes, I bloody well can. All right, then seize them. They give you any trouble, bend a billy club on their heads. Let's go, Corporal.
They marched us to the rendezvous, a stockade where victims of the press gangs were held. In the morning, we were brought before an English lieutenant to be questioned.
Since these so-called passports have been proven to be false, I hereby conscript the both of you for service in His Majesty's Navy.
You can't do that! We're Americans!
Seize him by now!
Hey! Let go of me! Don't! Stop it!
All right, me buckos! I'm glad you've got lots of fight in ye. You'll need it where you're going. Take him along, Master Arms!
Where are you taking us? We want to see someone from the American consulate. This is 1810, not 1776.
Take your dirty hands off of me, you lick spittle limey snake!
Gentlemen, please, don't make us use force. Master at arms, draw your sword, and if either of these Yankee jackdaws gives you any trouble, run them through.
Right, sir. Move along, you two. We ain't gone all night. Now listen to me. We're going down to the wharf to board ship. You have a choice, me beauties. You can march down the streets of Liverpool with dignity, or we can render ye unconscious and carry ye down. Which will it be?
We won't give you any more trouble. Will we, Bilbo?
All right. No more trouble.
Well then, let's be on our way. Here we are, me buckos. And there be the rowboat to carry out to the ship.
What ship is that?
That be His Majesty's 42-gun frigate, the Princess. And she'll be your home for the next few years, I would imagine.
Why did you press us into service? Surely there are enough young Englishmen who would be happy to serve on King George's ships.
Young Englishmen be happy to serve, he says. Bless ye, lad. Don't ye realize that the Royal Navy ain't a nice place to be? No English boy in his right mind would willingly serve in the Navy. We have to press them, too.
We were rowed out to the Princess and climbed the ladder to her deck. After a rigid scrutiny, we were confined in a brig with about 60 others who claimed to be Americans. It was April 27, 1810. I was just 3 months short of my 18th birthday.